This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the show. How many of you have a significant other that does this in a relationship? And it's so annoying.
So wild. I literally experienced this. Whatever. I experienced this last night and I was like, I'll never recover. And
I'll never recover.
Truly. It's hard when you're in a relationship with somebody and you don't have the same taste in TV shows.
Or clothes.
I know, literally. Literally. That is true. I mean, that's a very niche, like, WLW relationship, but yes. I was watching my show last night.
Which one?
Southern Charm. Oh,
what is with you in Southern Charm? I tried the first episode. I got 10 minutes in.
This is my binge show for the winter.
I got 10 minutes in. I'm like, I'm so good.
Yeah, it's wild. It takes a little bit to warm up, but once you get there, you get there. So I'm watching Southern Charm, and every time I watch it, my girlfriend's like, I hate this show. Don't watch this show around me. This show's stupid. This show's dumb. And I'm like, all right, you watch a lot of dumb shows too, so don't even worry about it. So she's been saying this since, you know, season one when I started back last week. And
you're on season four.
Five.
Oh, God. That is wild.
So I'm like, all right, whatever. Last night, she comes moseying over. No, she's asking questions from the bedroom. What's going on? What are they fighting about? I'm like, you wouldn't know. You don't watch the show. She moseys on over.
There's a whole backstory here.
Out of the corner of her eye, she's like, who is that?
Uh-oh.
Is that Craig's girlfriend? I'm like, ex-girlfriend. She goes, who's she talking to? I'm like, Austin. She's encapsulated by the TV show. I'm like, you don't even watch this. You don't even care. You think this is stupid, remember?
Did you have to go back and start at season one?
No. The evidence is on my Instagram, at Breezy on Air. Literally just put it up of her absolutely engulfed by the show.
I'm sure she loves that.
But I was like, this happens all the time in relationships. You have a partner who's not into your TV show or your movies or your music, and then they can't help but be curious as to know how you spend your time.
Yeah, this would be very difficult for me to be with an individual who's not into true crime.
Her and I both watch true crime, but she watches White Lotus, and I think that show's stupid. Like, it's such a stupid show. There, I said it. Everyone's like, it's so good. It's like the best show on television. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. Last I knew, he was pooping in someone's suitcase, and then I turned it off.
Oh, that's a good place to leave off.
Yeah, I was like, I'm good here. I'm so good. And then he stabbed them. I'm like, I don't. My friend over the weekend was like, it's so funny, right? I'm like, I don't get it.
The pooping in the suitcase.
I mean, that's just a Tuesday for me, but these things happen, right?
Now, I think really where I've gotten in trouble in the past in a relationship is I don't wait. If we start a show together and then I'm home by myself, I can't wait for you to watch the next episode. I'm watching it without you. And yeah, I've gotten in trouble for that, but I can't wait. The suspense is killing me.
It's giving unloyal.
So
if you can't wait for that, ridiculous. What else can't you wait for? You know what I mean?
A little ridiculous, but okay,
babe,
sure.
You've been out of town for 3 weeks. What was I supposed to do? I had to take her home. This person says, this is why I don't ever give my wife the remote. She cannot be trusted.
Well, you know, what's aggravating is the thousand questions. Just, are you going to watch the damn thing or are you not? Because
that's
I can't.
That's what pisses me off.
I can't catch you up on 5 seasons in a matter of 10 minutes. I can't do it.
My biggest pet peeve in life, there's a couple things. I'm very passionate about my shows. I've always been passionate about my shows. I'm a big reality TV girl, right? When I'm just trying to watch my show in peace and you're asking me, who's that? What do they do? Where are they going? What's going on over here? What's going on over there? I don't want to tell you. I don't have time to give the cliff notes. Like, go on Reddit. I don't know.
Reminds me as a kid when my grandparents used to be really big on Madlock.
What's Madlock?
Madlock was a detective show. You know, it was kind of, I don't know how to compare it to what's on TV today. It's like he was like a 1960s, 1970s version of what's that detective?
Drew?
Sherlock Holmes. Yeah, something like that. Okay. Anyways, my grandma would come into the room asking a lot of questions, and my grandpa was just so fed up.
He's like, shut up.
I don't know. I'm too far in.
This is a universal thing, though.
It is, very much so. And I think that's, like, your problem is you guys don't really love the same shows. My problem is when I start a show with an individual, when I start a show with a significant other.
An individual, someone I found on the street. He's like, I'm literally, hosting a little casting to see if you can person that's watching my show with me.
When I start a show with a significant other, I have a hard time waiting. I don't like waiting to finish the episode because when I have the opportunity to watch it, I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to watch it.
But that's why I think it's so important to have couple shows and like individual shows. Like couple shows, yeah, we'll watch together, okay? Individual shows, I'll watch that show when I can't watch our couple show together.
So back when Breaking Bad came out years ago, favorite show of all time, huge Breaking Bad fan. I couldn't wait for my girlfriend at the time to catch up. So I watched the entire thing without her. And then acted like I didn't. So I had to go back and watch the whole thing over again, which I didn't mind because I love the show.
I do that too, though.
And she was so upset when she found out.
It's very deceiving to be like, I get that. But also at the same time, it's like, I'm the same way. I don't have a lot of patience. Oh, this person says it's Matlock, not Madlock. I was like, Mad Libs? What's happening here?
What did they say? It's what?
Matlock.
I don't think so. Not it's Madlock. It's
Mad Libs.
No, it's... She's right. It's Madlock.
It's very, normally they are. Yeah.
So basically, they redid it, and they got a new series on. I think it's with a woman this time, though. It's with Kathy Bates, I think, is the lead.
Yeah, you're not selling it for me.
I'm not a fan.
I don't think I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, so everyone go watch Madlock.
We need to start keeping track of all the things you mispronounce.
We should start giving away prizes. You know what I mean?
Every time you say something wrong.
Yeah, 585-252-9800. You get a PXY Mornings t-shirt. We're going to start doing that right now.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
It was a huge weekend this weekend on Saturday for the Special Olympics. The 2025 Special Olympics New York State Winter Games was underway all across the Rochester area. They had everything from ice skating to cross-country skiing to floorball, gymnastics. snow shoeing, and so much more. Approximately 900 athletes and coaches throughout the state came to the Rochester area to compete in those seven sports that I just mentioned. The figure skating event was held Saturday morning at the Tim Hortons Iceplex. Kenny Waters, a venue captain for the Special Olympics of New York for nearly 25 years, said that his favorite part of the event every year is watching the crowd cheer for the athletes as they're performing. They're absolutely incredible. I think that we as a community do a lot of good when it comes to supporting the Special Olympics athletes. We do things like the Polar Plunge up at Ontario Beach Park. There's another Polar Plunge happening in like 2 weeks here, 2 or 3 weeks down in Canandaigua. I'm on the board for that. So really, really cool, really awesome to watch because they're actually amazing at their sport because they practice so hard and it's really great. It's really cool to see.
Yeah, so that's annual, right? It's time every single year, and then they do the summer Special Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So it was cool. Saw some of them at Bristol this weekend when I was out there as well.
Talk to me about Polar Plunge.
Polar Plunge, yeah.
You taking a dip this year?
Very excited. Yes, I've been training for that, just doing my cold plunges. And that is happening March 15th around 9 o'clock down at Canandaigua Lake. I will be hosting, so come through, come say hi, come take a dip with me. I will also be in that water.
Love it.
So come through.
Question we have this morning is it odd to have an 18-year-old teenage guy babysit your 7-year-old daughter? We got a message from a mom who says, my husband says it's only for one night, but I just don't think I can allow it. Am I being sexist? Is this mom being sexist by saying no to a babysitter because he's an 18-year-old boy? 585-252-9800. We'll get to your comments and talk about this coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Am I being sexist for saying no to a male babysitter? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. If you are a parent with little kids, or better yet, have a young daughter, how many of you have a teenage boy who you have asked or hired to watch your child? Let's get right into it because we got a message from a mom who wants to remain anonymous. And I thought it was very interesting on the angle that I think people might take on this.
Yeah.
She writes in and says, hi, Moose and Breezy. I know how many messages you guys get, but I figured I would put this out there. Not so much for advice, but just to see who agrees with myself or husband on this topic. We have a steady babysitter for our 6-year-old daughter. And this girl is a 16-year-old honor student, has been watching our daughter since she was about 2 years old. This weekend coming up, my husband has a work function and he needs me to attend it with him. We called our babysitter who was unavailable and my husband told his boss who recommended he use his 18-year-old son. I've known the boss's son since he was a little boy. He's nice enough, but he's a man. Plus, he didn't go to college and is doing odd delivery jobs in between doing some temp work for his dad's business. Okay, that matters to this woman.
Right, what?
My husband's
18. It's not like it's like he's 30 and she's like he's a deadbeat.
My husband says we have no other option and this will work for 4 hours on Saturday night. But I don't like the idea of having a teenage boy watching my daughter. What would he know about little girls? And how do I trust a man entirely with my baby? Sorry if this is coming off as rude, but I think any parent with a little girl would understand. My husband says I'm being unfair and sexist, but am I really in the wrong here? 585-252-9800.
Damn.
I think there are plenty of teenage boys who have little sisters or who have nieces or just have babysitting experience in general who could get the job done.
Yeah, I mean, like, I understand where she's coming from, but there's a lot of things that she just rattled off that, like, aren't really relevant.
Right. I mean, yes, he doesn't go to college and he does delivery jobs. What does that matter?
Yeah, like...
Does it? It shouldn't.
Like, it's not like he's, like, more or less qualified than a guy who did go to college. It's not like he's going to college for babysitting.
No, I mean, he's an 18-year-old kid.
Maybe she's saying that because when you go to college, sometimes you do babysit your drunk friends. No, I'm not sure. I'm not in her head. Yeah, listen, I do feel as if babysitting from my experience being babysat, is more of like a girl's job.
I would agree that probably more of them do it, you know?
But I remember when I was younger and this boy from up the street who was significantly older came down and was handing out flyers for babysitting gigs.
Yeah.
And I was like, hire him. He's so cute. Me at seven. And my mom's like, no, we're not doing that. We'll hire his sister. I'm like,
oh. Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
I was pissed.
Let's go over to Abby. You were pissed because you couldn't get the babysitter that you wanted, Brazy.
Yeah.
You wanted the cute boy. Abby says, my son is a responsible 17-year-old who occasionally watches his niece, who is 5, and he does a terrific job. I honestly feel women are doing themselves such a disservice when we question men's parenting and caring skills. I think this mom should at least give this kid a chance. She might be surprised, considering she's also known him since he was a little boy. That's true, too.
Right. I think the weird thing about babysitting, though, is like you don't actually know if they did a good job or not unless your kid is like,
yeah,
they did something wrong or they did something amazing. You know what? It's on the kid to say that.
They'll tell you. I think there's a lot of kids that'll say something. Let's go to the phones. PXY, who's this?
Good morning. What's going on, guys?
Carmen. What's up, buddy?
What up, man? Hey, when we were younger, we did this all the time. I was 16, 17. I was babysitting kids in my neighborhood. We grew up right in Gates off of Donna Marie Circle, and there was this lady. I don't even know if she's still around. Her name's Gail, but we used to watch her kids all the time for her, and that was 100% trust. We knew what we had to do, and she knew we weren't going to do anything stupid.
No, well, there are some kids out there today who are, you know, teenage boys who are very responsible. Growing up, I had a kid up the street from me who was 18. I remember being 6 or 7 at the time, but my parents would always hire him to come and watch me for like a couple hours if needed.
Yeah, I honestly don't see anything wrong with it. Maybe things have changed, but I don't know. I would still do it. If I trusted the kid enough, absolutely.
Well, I think the biggest change that we've had is the concern of what's going on in the world today, because obviously the news doesn't help with that. You know, it's a lot of creepiness happening. And so I can understand the mom's concern. I get that. But at the same time, if the dad, too, is like, hey, it's my boss's son, I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's directed toward boys and men in general, to be honest with you. Because if it was a girl, like she'd say, she wouldn't even thought anything of it, right?
Right. That's the dilemma.
Toward us.
Yeah.
Which, I get and I don't get because I went through it. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah. I appreciate the call, Carmen. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, guys. Have a good day.
You too, man.
Yep.
Christine says, well, it's odd only because males aren't typically babysitters. I've had male babysitters, and as a child, I like them just as much as my female babysitters. As a parent now, I don't care the sex of the babysitter, only if they can do the good, only if they can do the job.
Yeah.
This person says, no way. Creepy. An 18-year-old boy should not be watching a 6-year-old girl alone. That's a no-no.
Really?
Yeah. See,
I feel like the whole, like, innocent until proven guilty thing only applies sometimes. Like, you are sitting here saying, like, no, he's obviously going to do something wrong right off the bat. Is he? I mean, it's a jaded way of thinking.
No, I understand that. I understand. There's a lot of people. It's split down the middle, you know, because there's some people who've experienced this and they're like Karen says, absolutely nothing wrong with him if he's a good kid. There are some really crappy females I wouldn't want to watch my kid. Some good males I trust my kid's life with. Jackie says, too much is going in the news today. And I totally understand this mom's concern. I would not allow some random 18-year-old kid to stay home alone with my daughter, who's only 8. I don't care if he thinks he can do the job or not. No, thank you.
Interesting. It's a very interesting topic for sure.
Is this mom more on the fence because he's an 18-year-old boy or because he doesn't have any babysitting experience? I don't understand why she mentioned that he didn't go to college. What does that have to do with anything? That came in from Lindsay.
This person says, hard no. If you watch Dr. Phil, the statistics are something on something sexual inappropriate go up exponentially when a male is in, has access to children. I didn't know Dr. Phil was having stats with that, but pop off, I guess. This person says, it only takes one time. Why chance it to have trauma for the rest of your child's life? Right, but like, okay. I mean, I get it, but also like, women are also capable of doing inappropriate things.
Look at all the women in the news today for having sex with their student. I mean, it's like, what?
High school.
Yeah. Very much your high school.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel really weird about this topic. I feel really weird about it. This person says, no, you don't know if he's going to do something wrong, but are you willing to risk it? I think the gender, honestly, is impeccable. Inapplicable. But you just have to think long and hard about who has access to your children.
Yeah. Right. Listen, if it's somebody you're close with and it's somebody you know, and it sounds like the husband here has a pretty close relationship with his boss, you know the kid because, like the mom said, known him since he was a little boy. For me, that would be enough. I'm like, okay, if we're desperate here, we need to go out this Saturday. You need to accompany me. This is our only option for the time being for 4 hours. I would be okay with it as long as I know the kid. I can understand the mom's concern. I do. I'm not ignoring that. But to just make and suggest that, hey, every 18-year-old that watches a little kid who's a female is setting themselves up for a lifetime of scarring because she's most likely something inappropriate is going to happen. I disagree with that.
This person says, so what's the difference between a female babysitter watching a little boy? There's a lot of people that are really passionate about this.
I know.
The text right line is blowing up.
It's right down.
I can't read them all.
I know. Right as of now, it's looking like, I don't know. See, what I want to do is I'd like to get this. She wants to remain anonymous, and that's fine. I respect that. But I ultimately would like to.
I'm going to talk to the babysitter.
I want to know what her final decision is going to be, if they're going to hire this kid or not.
Yeah. I mean, keep us posted. Truly. If not, I mean, we can come do it. Moose and I can come do it. I'll be there. So there's a woman present. Because I know that would make you feel more sane about it. But, oh, yikes. Not great.
No, not great at all. Thank you guys for weighing in, though. We appreciate this. I know it's kind of a touchy subject because, well, you know why. All right, we're going to take a quick break.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You got PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. We'll be right back.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.